My guest at this time is retired U.S. Marine Corps Colonel Alan Way. He is also the Republican nominee for U.S. Senate in the state of New Mexico, challenging first-term Democrat Tom Udall. The state and this race have gotten a lot tighter in the last few weeks, with a once pretty sizable Udall lead now being very close to the margin of error. The last two polls have shown Colonel Way within 7 and 4 points, respectively. And, Colonel, thanks very much for being with us.
Thanks for having me, Greg. I just had night before last, we got our last poll. Now we're 2 points behind him.
2 points behind, so the race is even tighter. Why do you think the gap has narrowed so much? Why do you have the momentum right now?
Well, we presented a sharp contrast to Tom Udall, and it's been done based on his record. I've made no personal attacks on the man. Don't intend to. Don't have to, frankly. The issues of the day that are affecting people, the economy, healthcare, which is part of the economy, but a more personal part of the economy, national security, and some other lesser related issues in New Mexico. And in every one of those, Tom Udall is on the wrong side of the issue. He cast a deciding vote for Obamacare that stripped $716 billion out of Medicare, and that's starting to hurt seniors right now as we speak. So that was a train wreck. He made it worse. He's been a career politician. He's never created a job or saved a job in his life. I created a business. I can relate to that, and I can relate to helping stimulate our economy and what it needs to have done to do that. And on national security, no contest. No contest. He's never served in uniform a day in his life. In fact, in 1970, when he graduated from college, he decided to go to England to avoid service in Vietnam. That may not matter to a lot of people. I'll tell you what, it matters to a whole lot of Vietnam veterans.
Just a very quick look at your military career, a Silver Star, 2 Bronze Stars, 1 with V, 3 Purple Hearts, 5 Air Medals, extraordinarily distinguished career from Vietnam to the Gulf to Somalia and even the second Iraq War. What about that experience do you think prepares you best for the U.S. Senate if you're elected?
Well, that particular part of my life is going to be put to good use. Right now, there's only 1 combat veteran in the United States Senate. And if I'm elected, I'll be 1 of 2 or 3. I predict 3, but the fact of the matter is that's not a whole lot of men who've had that experience who will use that experience to good use in matters involving our armed forces. Obviously, the president has to come to the Congress under the War Powers Act to ask for authorization to use armed forces. That's important. I view that responsibility as one of the most significant I would undertake.
Let's talk about a couple real quickly that are in the news right now. Number one, the threat posed by ISIS. We are engaged in an air campaign against ISIS. We're also planning to train Syrian rebels. There's been a lot of complaints that we could be doing a whole lot more than we are to stop the advance and potentially dismantle ISIS. What's your read?
We don't have a comprehensive strategy. The National Command Authority, the president, has not woken up to the fact that this is an existential threat to the United States and acted accordingly. He's dealing with it almost in a way to just make it go away. And I think that's been evidenced by comments that he's made publicly. Unfortunately, my opponent, Tom Udall, votes with him 94% of the time, and on matters of national security hasn't broken with him. So when the president's failed leadership, or leading from behind at best, Tom Udall has never had the political courage to step up and say, "Hey, Mr. President, you're the commander in chief. You got to do what's right to keep America safe and America's family safe." He hasn't done that.
Colonel, you mentioned that Senator Udall has voted with the president about 94% of the time. The president did, however, win New Mexico fairly comfortably twice. So what issues do you think the president and Tom Udall, that they're together on, are out of step with the way most New Mexicans are looking at things?
Well, New Mexico may have gone blue in the last 2 presidential elections, but New Mexico is not Massachusetts. New Mexico is not California or Vermont. New Mexico has a lot of Democrats, but they're hard-working, gun-carrying Democrats who work on ranches and farms in the oil patch and you know, they're common sense people. So Republicans can get elected in this state. New Mexico has a history of having a Republican senator and has had a history of electing Republican governors with frequency.
We're talking with Republican U.S. Senate nominee Alan Way in the state of New Mexico, a distinguished career in the Marine Corps as a colonel. And, Colonel, let's talk about one issue related to the economy that Senator Udall has certainly tried to make hay on, and that is your call for eliminating the minimum wage for folks under the age of 26. He says that's an outrage for New Mexico families. You say what?
He's playing gotcha politics. I was speaking to a group of businessmen, and in the context of speaking to the businessmen, I was talking about the minimum wage. The traditional party line for Republicans is we're opposed to the raise. And I said, I'm not opposed to raising the minimum wage. It hadn't been raised in 6-7 years. Cost of living gone up. We had to raise the cost of living. But in exchange for that, I'd want a two-tiered system because we've got a terrible youth unemployment problem in this country. It's particularly bad in New Mexico. 24% of Hispanic youths are unemployed. And when you have that kind of condition, what you get is a sharp rise in juvenile delinquency and crime. So instead of a kid having a job, he's now got, if he gets involved in juvenile delinquency and a criminal act, he's got a strike against him for life instead of a hand up. And in that context, I said, so what if he's working at Burger King for $4? An hour. He's got a job, and he's off the streets, and he's out of trouble, and he's learning something. And they took that. They had a tracker recording me in that group, and then they took that little soundbite, who cares, or so what about $4, and they made an ad on it. That's the problem with politics today. I challenged him yesterday in a debate. He brought that up. I said, Tom, why don't you engage in a conversation? Why don't you be constructive in a dialogue to solve the teen unemployment problem? Don't get all you care about is gotcha politics.
That's a very critical.
There's your answer.
Very critical. very critical clarification there. Two more topics quickly before we let you go and get back to the campaign trail. Number one, obviously, New Mexico is a border state. We saw a major flood of folks across the border illegally this summer, and so the problem is very much in the news right now. What is your solution?
Well, we got to secure the border, and that's the responsibility of the executive. And this executive, this president, this administration does not want to secure the border, or else it would have, and it could have. When Barack Obama took office, he suspended the construction of the remaining fence that had been authorized in 2006, which, by the way, my opponent, Tom Udall, went in the House of Representatives, voted against. Tom didn't want the fence. But the fence is necessary in those built-up urban areas, much like the fence has been very effective in Jerusalem to prevent terrorists coming into Israel. So they've done lots of things that have handicapped the Border Patrol and ICE, and the border as it is now is essentially porous simply due to the decisions and actions of this administration. So, that's got to be done before we address immigration reform, policy reform. And yes, we do need immigration policy reform badly, but you can't have an open, porous border before you tackle the issue of immigration, or else we'll repeat the same problems we had in 1987.
Exit question, sir. We're obviously just a couple days away now from Election Day. What's your closing message to the people of New Mexico?
Well, I'd be grateful for New Mexicans who want change in Washington to vote for what I represent. I'm a normal guy, came from middle-class background, worked my way up, have enjoyed the American dream. I want that opportunity for everybody, and I'm willing to go to work in Washington to put common sense to work, get rid of the gridlock. So for New Mexicans who may be listening, I'm there for you. I'd be grateful for your vote on the 4th of November.
Well, it's certainly a race that bears a lot of attention now, given your momentum in recent weeks. Colonel, thank you very much for being with us.
Yes, sir. Thanks for having me. Enjoy your day.
Thank you, sir. Retired U.S. Marine Corps Colonel Alan Way is now the Republican nominee for U.S. Senate in New Mexico, and the race is now within the margin of error against Democratic incumbent Tom Udall. I'm Greg Corumbus, reporting for Radio America.